Now mention micro cinema, and you may immediately start thinking of how small my phone screen is when I'm trying to watch Netflix. However, there is more behind micro cinema than meets the eye. And joining us this evening from The Mini are C. Jacqueline Wood, director of The Mini. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
And Peter Van Heining, assistant director. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
Micro cinema. Give us a bit of a background on what micro cinema is and what people can expect.
Yeah, so micro cinema is just a really small movie theater. We have a micro cinema called The Mini on Main Street, 1329 Main, right next to Iris Book Cafe. And we have 35 seats, so it is mini. And what we like to do is show film and video that really is outside of the mainstream. Work that you're not going to see at the big multiplex, not necessarily first-run films at all.
And it's quite a variety of different genres that you're presenting here, so which I think piques a lot of different curiosities. I know that you have a fairly substantial schedule. You've got about 27 to 30 films over the next couple of months, and they're shown one day, correct?
Correct.
So if someone wants to see a particular show, they're going to want to come on that day. What are some of the upcoming events that we've got going?
Well, we've got a whole variety of stuff just coming up this week. We're going to show the first Bresson film that we've ever showed at the Microcinema, A Man Escaped from 1956. And on Thursday, we're going to be having a friend of ours, Rom Wells, who helps run Cheapside Cafe, is going to be showing a film called Wittgenstein.
It's by a director named Derek Jarman. It was made in 1993, and he's an English director who had actually passed away in the early 90s. He was an experimental filmmaker, but used theater and stage direction really interestingly in the film. So it actually has Tilda Swinton in the film. And so, yeah, that will be on Thursday.
Well, your Sunday show is what's intriguing me. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this is the first time that we're going to be doing this. It's called Open Screen. It's like an open mic night, only open cinema, essentially. So we've put out an all call to anyone within the region. If they have a short digital video, if they've made a 16-millimeter film 30 years ago that's never seen the light of day, any and all things that could fit appropriately into the microcinema, we're going to show that on Sunday night. And it's going to be really exciting. I think we're going to have a real nice variety of different things. And it's just a nice opportunity to give a broader spectrum of the population out there a chance to exhibit and share their work in our venue.
I'm also noticing that on Sunday, November 19th, there is a more recent film that people may have heard of called Moonlight.
One thing that we do at the Mini Micro Cinema is we collaborate with other cinema arts organizations in the region. And so one of those organizations is Black Folks Make Movies, and it is run by Pam Thomas. She is just coming off a wonderful festival that she put on at UC called Fade to Black. And she shows a film once a month at the Mini on every third Sunday. And so she's bringing the film Moonlight by Barry Jenkins that won the Best Picture Oscar. And she'll also be bringing a blaxploitation film in December called Thomasine and Bushrod. So yeah, she comes in once a month, shows a wonderful film. And the best part about Pam and the screenings that she hosts is that there's always conversation and dialogue. And so it's a really, really wonderful opportunity to get together, watch a film, and talk about it. And that's one thing we try to do with all of our screenings as well.
And these are just some of the samplings within the next week or so. You've got a whole schedule ahead of you. I'm noticing everything from War at a Distance to Johnny Guitar. What are some of the highlights of the November-December schedule at the Mini?
Another organization that we work with is UC. They are presenting a few different screenings in December, and it's through UC Center for Film and Media Studies. They are presenting two films in December. One is called Sacro Gra, and it's a documentary about the highway surrounding Rome. And so it's sort of a portrait of the people who live on that highway and sort of a portrait of the city. And that is coming on Saturday, December 9th. So that's an opportunity where we're actually going to try out some Saturday screenings. Typically, we try to present work on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. But we're trying out a couple Saturdays just to see how the crowd is and how, you know, many people we can get in as well.
Anything that either of you is looking forward to in the next couple of months in terms of an exciting film that you may not have seen or that you want people to see?
I'm really excited about Funeral Parade of Roses, which just had a re-release and is making its way around different smaller cinemas in the region. So we're excited to bring it here to Cincinnati. It's from 1969. It's by director Toshio Matsumoto. I'll just read the description here. A shattering, kaleidoscopic masterpiece, one of the most subversive and intoxicating films of the late 1960s. A headlong dive into a dazzling, unseen Tokyo night world of drag queen bars and fabulous divas, fueled by booze, drugs, fuzz guitars, performance art, and black mascara. Does that sound interesting?
It certainly does. How about you, Jacqueline? Anything in particular you're looking forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have so much coming up. One thing I do want to mention is that we do kids programming. So it's called Lils and Lils, and it happens the first Saturday of every month. So our next one is on December 2nd. We have doors at 10:30, screening at 11, and it's 30 minutes of animations from all over the world. So we try to keep them short. We have all ages come. I mean, small babies to, you know, we have 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds. We sort of run the gamut. It doesn't really matter what age you are. You can really enjoy these films. And we offer free bagels from Lil's Bagels, as well as coffee from Iris Book Cafe. So there's really no excuse. Bring your kids down. It's a fun time.
You are on Main Street and over the Rhine, a hop, skip, and a jump from Vine Street. So between Main Street and Vine Street, there are so many places to stop for a bite beforehand, stop for a drink after. It sounds like a great position.
Absolutely.
What's nice about the Mini is we really keep our times very regular. So doors are at 7, screenings are at 7:30. That means you can have dinner before, dinner after, go to the bar after, and really fit it into your schedule. So, you know, we try to make it easy. I also want to mention that our screenings are free. We do ask for a suggested donation, but if you can't handle that, no worries. We also take more. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We are largely volunteer run, but we are sort of in between grants at the moment. So that's how we fund our screenings. We also pay all of our filmmakers. And so, you know, that's where our expenses go. And yeah, maybe Peter wants to talk about our membership program as well.
Yeah, we started a membership program
in the summer.
Yeah, the summer during our 7 weeks of cinema program that started in June, July, August. So we're looking to get 300 members by the end of 2017. If we can achieve that goal, that will pay for rent and utilities in our space for one calendar year. You can go to our website and find out more about it. You get a really cool membership card, an awesome poster of your choice. It's going to be exciting.
And we'll be sure to put that on our website so that they can link through.
Yeah, please.
Now, here's the important thing. 35 seats, tickets are free. How do you make sure you get a seat?
So Pam Thomas from Black Folks Makes Movies showed I Am Not Your Negro last Sunday, which was another film that recently came out. And I think it might have been the situation where a lot of people didn't get a chance to see it when it was at the Esquire or over at AMC. So they said, let's go see it here. Well, we had about 900 people on Facebook who were interested in coming. And so I had to write on Facebook, FYI, we only have 35 seats. We're a micro cinema. And of course, you had a lot of LOLs and a lot of people responding on Facebook thinking that was pretty crazy because, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around, oh, 35 seats is not a whole lot. You know, even a small theater typically has at least 100 seats. So we ended up saying first come, first served for that particular screening. But by and large, we tend to max out at about 30 some odd people. That's our average number in terms of attendance. So we're just kind of playing it by ear. We've had screenings in the past where if we anticipated a very large turnout, then we might even change the venue temporarily. I know we've done a screening at the Woodward across the street. We just play it by ear.
It's a good time. It really is. We have free popcorn and candy as well. And I will say we are BYOB. So
or BYO wine or
BYO food. It doesn't matter. We really try to be welcoming and accommodating and, you know, bring people together again. I think people miss watching movies together.
I agree. Especially some of these classics and the alternate genre ones that just always sound so interesting. Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, C. Jacqueline Wood, director of the Mini Micro Cinema. Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
Thank you. And remember to go to our website for more information and to sign up for our email list.
And I'd also like to thank assistant director of the Mini, Peter Van Heining. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you.
For more information on the Mini Micro Cinema, please be sure to check out our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.